This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Armenia's Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan said on Sunday Armenians living in Azerbaijan are welcome home. Reuters correspondent Edward Barin says it's very likely ethnic Armenians will flee the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh.
A mass exodus could change the delicate balance of power in the South Caucasus region, a patchwork of ethnicities crisscrossed with oil and gas pipelines, where Russia, the United States, Turkey and Iran are jostling for influence. An advisor to the leader of the Karabakh Armenians told Reuters earlier on Sunday that the population would leave because they feel unsafe under Azerbaijani rule. Russia had acted as a guarantor for a peace deal that ended a 44-day war in Karabakh 3 years ago, and many Armenians blame Moscow for failing to protect the region. Indeed, Pashinyan blamed Russia publicly on Sunday for failing to do enough for Armenia, which he said would review its alliance with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barin. President Emmanuel Macron on Sunday said France is imminently to withdraw its ambassador from Niger, followed by the French military contingent in the next months, in the wake of a coup in the West African country that ousted the pro-Paris president. Macron's announcement appeared to end 2 months of French defiance over the coup, which has seen Paris keep its ambassador in place in Niamey despite him being ordered by the coup leaders to go. Tens of thousands of Spaniards protested in Madrid on Sunday against possible plans by acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to grant an amnesty to Catalan separatists to keep himself in office after an election he failed to win. Authorities estimated the size of the crowd at 40,000.